touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while possess a track. It's physical. Must try to ignore that it means more than that. Oh, what's love got to do with it? What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? It may seem to you that I'm acting confused. Close to me. If I tend to look dazed, I read it someplace. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me.
You are listening to Uprising Radio. speak rounds on us. Uprising Radio presents No Host Bars.
Quiet. bring your peace,
bring your peace,
bring your
go
peace.
In, go in, go
grand
in,
peace,
go
grand
in,
peace,
go
grand
in,
peace,
go
peace.
But you never had nobody like this. Had lipstick kiss like this. Girl, come with the drop of a dime. But the kitties ain't quite like mine. See, I got this little thing that'll do. If you were my man, I would do it to you. Thanks for the drink, but you better move. Cause I'm up in here with dudes.
And I'm the shit with this shit down.
So I need to make sure you're on point. Okay? All right.
Allow me to explain our movement. Black Love Poetry Series of Monument is the epitome of power, of love. Behold the catalyst, pushing the people to love themselves above all else. This is a labor of love to know our wealth, to take back our true history is our only mission. Our true poetic visions, we want all other cultures to learn one important lesson. We birth your existence. We demand inclusion and acceptance on a level playing field in business. Our resistance is everlasting against the typecasting of an age-old stereotype. Highlighting the talented and encouraging the bright, we are the power behind the good fight. We're the full spectrum of all light. Black love is indeed out of sight, so come get you some. We want to share our swagger, displace the daggers in our own backs, promotion of a new world where humans live in peace, just like that. Will you join us? I said, will you join us without any self-prejudice? Help show our children the miraculous, wonderful lineage of a better us. Why can't I love myself before I love anyone else? Who would want an unprepared mind? One who's ashamed of his own kind. Tell me, my human brothers and sisters, are you with me? Allow me to explain this so eloquently. Poetically, we are magically delicious. In this journey of enlightenment, there will be no resentment. But bet this, we ain't falling for the same things. We will remember the tragedies so that don't happen again. Expose and learn from our glorious past. Reveal our greatness in class. Behold the greener grass. We are the natives, king and queens of these familiar lands. The original explorers of its entirety. Teaching science, language, and math. Perhaps every person should know that. Love defeats hate every time. Knowledge feeds the mind. Poetry is the manuscript of life that feeds the soul. Forgiveness is the ability of letting go. Embrace all we have to offer. Please, I give you black love poetry series, because black love is all love. You heard, in peace.
None so blind as eyes that will not see. Surrounded by a community still not seeing me. Glancing away from the too long held gaze, assuming normalcy where none exists. It is the worst of things that spin under noses held aloft in clouds of sin. So high held they miss scent of closer pains. Too concerned with old stains, can't come out of a blue that you won't admit you see. Like the sky above, can't be seen quite plainly. Discernment, a salve against judgment. Become safe harbor and let blue boats find you. No place to rule, no place to obrain that these blues have not touched. So many missing that can't be reported, or like blue mist gone with morning's light, glowing with the promise they themselves didn't yet see, an embarrassment of treasures exploited savagely, a mass consumption of shining lights from sea to shining sea, and that's that piece.
I call this piece, What Is Her Name? One would have to agree with that much personality. Surely she has a name. Now we both know she will let you know she's there. Since we haven't met, I can only imagine her amatory as I see you and her being very close. Taking the time to deal with her with much care. even down to brushing her hair. Her lips, even though lately she hasn't had much to say, would she be more talkative with the right microphone? You know, if a thermometer isn't inserted properly, you can't get an accurate body temperature. The best part of anything is the middle or center, like tasting something good to eat. When you take it from one side of your mouth to the other, the real savoring is the anticipation on its way to the other side. The thought of her succulence makes me continue. Her warm moistness surrounding and cascading over me will make me take you to the place where you hide your bag of freedom. Should we ever meet, our intimacy will cause me to name her, if she doesn't already have a name. For me, you see, it's being in tune with positive pressure, like a key when inserted into a lock. The right key will unlock the door, but one must turn on the knob to open the door. Then, and only then, is there admittance into the room. Once in the room, discoveries take place, like what's in the room. How do the walls feel? Is the floor slippery? Do I need to nudge some furniture to come all the way inside? Have you noticed that there are three levels? Upper, center, and lower? That's the difference of running in and out, or taking the time to notice. You know, whatever her name is, somehow I feel I already know her. Sir Lawrence.
I'm lying in early bed, thinking late thoughts, waiting for the black to replace my blue. I do not struggle in your web, because it was my aim to get caught. But daddy long legs, I fear that I'm finally growing weary of waiting to be consumed by you. Give me a first taste. Let it begin. Heaven cannot wait forever. Lips ripening at the thought of you. Heartbeats cadence to my every move. My thoughts are socks in a very hot tumble, lost to be recovered later. Now it's all about the boom, boom, boom. There I go again, licking swollen anticipation, tasting memories of what I haven't had yet. That first taste, decadent, delicious, made anew, new. Every time is virgin, black magic essence, voracious, claiming my mouth, craving you. And that's that piece.
Right in times of joy and strife, no matter the day or the time, embrace what broadens the mind. Live this thing called life with goals always in sight. Trust in the flow to ride blind. Stay the course, walk the line.
If you want to know how long I'm going to love you, I have to say until infinity. I've loved you since we met. I love you still. I'll always love you. Forever loved you. And I said I did. Just know this. I still do. I love love like no one else can. And I love you. The reason that I was standing here today, I had tears streaming down my face. And I felt as though I couldn't take another breath. Life was overwhelming and I had been overloaded by stress, grief, cold weather, and pain. Felt like there was a vice squeezing my brain. My heart was broken in half too and I couldn't put my finger on it, but I was blue. I had no happy feeling, no joy, no smile, no light. Wasn't feeling right. Standing there crying and then suddenly it came to me. I'm loved every single day. And started feeling that love right away. It was being poured into me and messages and phone calls and even got a card in the mail from snail mail, y'all. It had a stamp on it that was covered in hearts that said love too. Yeah, that's what love can do. When you feel like you can't go on, you're just so blue, you can't do it any longer. Know this too. Someone's always there, and they love you. Eugene Storm, thank you for indulging me, Andy.
It was done with such style, class, sophistication, and exuberant taste. Topped it off with a pinch of grace. Holding my chest, clutching my pearls, rocking my world. White chocolate, dark chocolate swirls, lace, weight. Did this fine specimen really just spit in my face? I'll be goddamn. Shut the front door. Unexpected, that's for sure. He spit in my face. And it had me one more. Yes, sisters, let me tell y'all, that brother spit in my face. His wordplay reached crevices in me that I didn't even know existed. Twisted. You know I want your loving, baby. He insisted. Touching every open space. And I was wide open. His body, I was indeed scoping, feeling, groping, way beyond hoping. Ice cubes melting, I'm all in. Today is a good day. He spit it up in my face. He had me needing. He had me fiending. Scratching. Fluttering eyelashes. He had me moving like a worm in hot ashes. Baby, I was all over the place. Frantic state. His spit salivated where I was dry. And it had me. Oh, he had me super duper high. I can't deny that his spit. His spit felt good as shit. Oh yeah, he can indeed get the business. From orientation, hourly wages, right down to his workstation. His spit, he killed it. Cremation, illest with it. Got me thinking, meditation. He spit in my face, and I wanted some more. Desperation. I'll admit it. Fuck it. I'm a thirst bucket. LaToya Luckett. Oh baby, I will indeed regret the day if you left me. Dehydration. Quench me. Hydration. Drench me, spoil me, rotten, touch the feel of cotton, baby rocking, with words smooth as baby oil, lubrication, hungry as hell, starvation. Hot and most definitely bothered. Perspiration, making it rain. Money coming. Molasses moving. Warm organic honey. Child, I love the way it tastes. The way he had me laced. No grace. When there was no space between me and that man, and he spit all up in my face. Aji, reincarnated queen, I'm out.
from sundown to sunset. No. It's all in the air, you hear it everywhere. No matter what you do, it's gonna grab a hold on you. Grab a hold on you. Grab a hold on you.
A15, your mic is open.
Sorry, I didn't hear. If you're wondering how I'm doing today, I have to say, I'm doing all right. I woke up, I ate, I hydrated, I took a shower and I got dressed. I combed my hair, I oiled my scalp. That felt best. I put on a little lipstick because I was feeling myself. I needed to immediately because I was looking at the calendar and February 14th for me has always been a lonely day, even in relationships sometimes. I'd be with men who didn't care. It was just another day for him, so it became one for me. So today I was just saying Happy Friday while everyone else was celebrating love, and I'm not angry or resentful, by no means not jealous. I can't be, and I'll tell you why. Because I have love around me all the time, and I feel it. This love of mine, it makes me shine. It helps me to unwind and have peace of mind, too. Sometimes I feel overwhelmed because I don't feel well, and other times I don't feel appreciated. And be honest with you, in my heart, that doesn't sit well. But when I get praise, even when it's minor, it's major. When I feel like I can enjoy the sun's rays because I'm inside and I'm warm and it's 8 degrees outside and my core is cold, I drink cocoa and I smile and I tell myself all the while that it'll be okay. I'll tell you why. Because I'm alive today. Tina Storm, thank you.
Evening turns to night. I imagine one early evening while sitting with you as the shadows start to move in. With the calm of the room being disturbed by you and I, wondering why we can't get any closer. The only light in the room is coming from your eyes as we look deeply into each other's souls. Not only is there stimuli, but also tantalizing conversation just above a whisper as we share in this moment of gathering each other's breath. As our thought processes wheel and dart around the room, with the true meaning of oneness, the feeling of being closer than most engulfs us. As the small lightning charges pass between us, like the sparks of static electricity when we touch. Then you lay back, and I take your feet and gently massage the balls of each foot, popping your toes. While the shadows turn into one large enough to cover the room, being oblivious to time, we plunge into the abyss, that place where you and I can only go. The access comes when you close your eyes and guide me through that world you get to when you feel so relaxed that you allow me in. Our minds freed and launched as they dance on the ceiling. Our bodies entangled. We step outside ourselves and stand back and watch. Getting turned on even more as we not only feel it, but can see it too. Sir Lawrence.
Dream visitor, welcome intruder of my private world. I see the candle dancing. You are visiting me at the twilight of my sleep. Finishing me with the music of another melody. I'm in deep slumber. Then you come satisfying me into completeness. Dream visitor, you have come again to ravish me and make me shy. I see your shadow. I feel your presence about me. You live inside of me, lay atop of my nudity, arousing sensuous stimuli, causing spontaneous imploding and tremors My senses go haywire, starting a fire. And I am lit. You then leave me to smolder in all that you have induced as I lie there, desiring nothing, squirming in tranquility. Upon awakening, I am still shy as I appear to you somehow. You must know my brain has scattered as I fold up like a Chinese fan before your very eyes. When I see you in the daytime, I run away, afraid that my eyes may reveal or betray me. You must know you were there in spirit as it seems. And in daylight, must you mock me? When your spirit visits my dreams, it is impossible that we are not both inclined to have arrived at this apex at the same time. And you are my coiled ghost, fulfilling me to the utmost. When I see you, I lose all of my faculties, and I avoid you in the daytime. Upon laying eyes on you, I forget what I came to say or do. If I look at you, immediately sensations rush through. The fact of the matter is, like a schoolgirl, I'm flattered. At the twilight of my sleep, you enter as you ignite, and then you quell fires in me. Ecstatically, I'm overwhelmed. You finish me, leaving me conquered by your rapture. Visitor, oh intruder of my slumber, oh dream visitor of mine, I gain control by staying busy all day, wanting to exhaust myself. That's the only way. To prevent your visit, I must keep you beyond the barriers of my deep slumber. So tonight, I deeply sleep, becoming totally incognizant. You will need consent, and I must not lose control of my dreams. I cannot lose control of my dreams to you, you ravenous intruder who satisfies me beyond reality. But tonight, your spirit will not demand my flesh. I will hide behind the sound walls of exhaustion, even though I have never known such contentment. Oh, prowess of Morpheus, oh, dream intruder, the morning after is so confounding. In
peace. My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Ooh. Your lips are laughable. unphotographable. Yeah, you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little bit weak? When you open it to speak, are you
time is doing its thing with the promise of better days ahead. That promise, that dream have all fallen through and await me in the stars on the other side of falling from this cloud world and seeing with third eye vision. Destiny awaits and not all wish to go, nor see you move so far ahead. When you're on the right track, the road rises to meet your feet. And sometimes the road says, run. And that's that piece. Good night.